96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. The number, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 2nd of June, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ron. How are you this morning?
Good.
We're doing all right here, Jim. Boy, it was kind of a pleasant surprise to hear earlier this week as we talk about really two of the big projects that have been going this year through the city engineer's office. It was a pleasant surprise to hear about Highland Street getting opened up here, at least for unbound gravel. What's the update there?
So Highland Street, we've got, and I guess maybe I'll backpedal and give you a little what's done and what we're in process on and what has to be completed still. So Highland Street has the utility portion of it. There was about a block and a half of sanitary sewer and water line improvements. Those have been done earlier in the spring. The contractor has also done the storm sewer improvements around 14th Avenue there at Highland, and which drain over to Wooster Lake on campus, and then the portions down at 12th Avenue that drain east down 12th Avenue. That's in place. They've got the rock subgrade done, and well, the old pavement tear out, then rocks the new rock subgrade down for the portion from 12th Avenue to just north of 13th, and curb and gutter is probably 75% of the way on that piece of it, which we're kind of calling the first phase of the paving, and so we're looking at getting that part built out with the asphalt in place here fairly soon, and not all the way to the surface, but building up the asphalt base and getting that underway. They're also going to go and then work on the next phase of the pavement tear out, which is from 13th down to the ESU foundation, and it's got, all told, it's got an August 7th completion date, and we're working off a completion date on that, kind of trying to work around the fall move-in schedule for ESU.
So the work's not done, but good enough basically to let the unbound riders head up Highland Hill to close things out.
It is, and what it is that we had they had barricaded it off, and we construction traffic. But the work is being kept down at 12th Avenue at this point. So it wasn't an area that was being impacted by the construction at this time.
All right, so yeah, I know that the unbound people are very happy. They're thrilled, in fact, Jim, that they'll be able to put the riders through that last bit of pain before they cross the finish line. You know, a few hundred yards away. So good to hear. It sounds like, Jim, things are pretty good time wise on that project. Would I be correct in saying that?
It's you know, crossing our fingers that. We'd like to see the rain, but we'd like to see it if it could happen, say, Friday night when it does happen, and soak in over the weekend and not impact construction schedules. I haven't ever been able to come up with that dance to make that happen, but...
if you ever do, let us know how that how you accomplish that.
I have another question. Do you know off the top of your head what that grade is for Highland Street going from the south end, or I should say basically the north end and going up the hill, what that grade is?
No, I don't. But if I were to speculate, I'd say it's probably in the 5 to 10% incline. Is a guess.
Okay.
Well, you know, the unbound people, the gravel grinders, say pain is a privilege. So
we have that quote. Yes.
Well, let's head to 6th and Prairie. Where are we at on this project, Jim?
So 6th and Prairie, and that's one that I we're in that project, but I'll also continue to stress, KDOT is administering that project. The contractor is KDOT's contractor. We were the applicant for it, and then KDOT took the project over and is the design through them and everything. But obviously an integral partner in it. So we're seeing that the pavement operations are coming to an end here probably in the next 1 to 2 weeks, and along with the sidewalk and I say maybe 1 to 3 weeks, and we'll have that start to get cleaned back up. The one thing that will be lacking and will be noticeably lacking is that the kind of the lead time on the traffic signal poles is lengthy, and it's a little bit of it had always been lengthy, but running into kind of the supply chain stuff that we've seen over the last 1 to 2 years, it lengthened a little bit further. So the contractors saying that they're expecting it about the end of June. So we're going to just say into June, 1st of July is when that would be delivered. The signal base pole over on the car wash, Mr. G's car wash side, has been put in place and is ready, but we're having a little difficulty, and the contractor is finding a location over on the BP side, back of the curb and between that and their driveway on 6th Avenue and the sidewalk, and there's a lot of utility congestion. So there's a window of about, and I was just looking at it here this morning, it's about 10 or 12 feet along 6th Avenue and about 6 or 7 feet wide, and we have storm sewer, at least one or two water lines. One of those is an old abandoned line. We've got an old raw water line, a sludge line. Evergy has some stuff around there. They have to sink these bases about 13 feet deep, and we've hit stuff at about around the 9 to 10 foot deep. So we're the engineers going back to the drawing board and coming up with an alternate foundation design, because those mast arms stick out there about 30 to 35 feet. So you got to have something with some substance down in the ground to keep it from tipping over, just kind of in a nutshell. So we're working through that here as they go, and but we're confident we'll come up with a solution.
All right. Jim, before we let you go, what else do you got coming up here for later on this year? These two projects obviously have been front and center in our minds basically all year long to this point. So what's coming up here through the city engineer's office that we need to keep in mind?
Street rehab will be kicking off. We postponed the start of that until June 5th, which is next Monday. And the reason for that is the beginning work that they're going to do is kind of around the Eagle Crest Hotel Zone area. We felt like pushing that back instead of having driveway work starting right as Bound Gravel was in town didn't make a lot of sense. So that'll kick off and get started the 1st of June here. And we've got another KDOT C-Clip mill and overlay project that starts at our office, Mechanic Street, and then runs to the East City Limits on 6th Avenue. That'll bid in July and probably start in September. We've got a subdivision project, the Metropolis subdivision up around Trussler Park area. That'll be going. We're bidding out a water line on Peyton Street between the 12th Avenue water tower and the Industrial Park 3 water tower. We've got some more water line work that'll be followed up behind that along 24th Avenue. So a good number of projects on our calendar, and and just quite a bit of stuff, and we're wrapping up our South Arundel Sanitary Sewer Project that's south of South Avenue and down around South Arundel and kind of running about a quarter mile to the west.
Jim, when do you hope to have the 6th and Prairie Project done?
So the contract that was let was like 105 work days, and they started in March. So if you play that out, that's August sometime, assuming no work, you know, no rain days. But obviously we'll have some in there. So we've just been saying all along, late summer.
Good. Nicely put.
I'd rather under promise and over and have the contractor over deliver on that one, because sure enough, if we say a date, people are going to seize onto it and hold us to it.
All right. Well, Jim, as always, we appreciate your time very much.
Ron and Chuck, I thank you for the opportunity, and hope you have a good weekend here.
All right. You too, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert joining us on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, well, next week is pretty much now 9.